This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello beautiful people, you welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Today we're going to be talking about episode 2 of Nevertheless. I really don't have much to say about this episode because nothing much happened, no character development yet, still Nabi and Park Jae-hoon flirting around, or rather Park Jae-hoon flirting with Nabi. But why do I think Park Jae-hoon likes Nabi? The whole storyline makes us think this guy is a flirt, and everyone around them keeps saying he is a flirt, he just likes to play with girls that are into him and afterwards dump them. But his approach seems genuine and sincere. Well, that's how players are. Like I said, I don't have much to say. I'll insert clips of reviews from a friend of mine, Emanuela. She sent me her own thought, and my friend is really mad at Nabi right now. She's so mad. If it's possible for her to get into the TV or the screen from wherever she's watching this Nevertheless from, if it were possible for her, she would go in there and reset Nabi's brain. And I was telling her, we're having a conversation last night. I told her, do you know this actually happens for real? And maybe you're talking from experience, but there are some people that can't handle their emotion, and we all see that Nabi is attracted to Park Jae-hoon, both physically and even the sexual attraction is too much. It's not her fault, but she's matured enough to know when someone is flirting with her, and she actually knows Jae-hoon is flirting with her. Well, we saw in a scene, she asked Jae-hoon, why are you playing games? And Jae-hoon was like, I thought you were playing along, I thought you enjoyed it. That means she knows this guy's a flirt. She knows, like, she's fully aware that he's a flirt, but she doesn't want to come to terms with it. Maybe she feels the guy some way on the long run is going to change and being to her, getting to her. I don't know what she's thinking. Alright, before I go on with my review and give my final say of what I think about episode 2, I would like to play my friend's feedback, her review, for you guys to listen to. She's really upset with Nabi. So listen.
So I've watched it and I'll still cost the girl. The girl is very stupid. Very stupid. Truth or dare game. You saw that the guy was in one corner. They were in a position that is very somehow. You are still shaking your head inside. And you're expecting love. God, punish that girl. Punish her. She's stupid. Yeah, I was thinking that she was resisting. Meanwhile, all the resisting is just nature that was just preventing her. Like, the universe was practically preventing her. When she wanted to kiss, we saw that his phone rang. And that's how they answered that one. Secondly, again, we saw that it was dream that she was having sex with the guy. Like, it was dream. Thank God it was dream. As in, even when she even had a period and she was giving the guy attitude, I was like, go girl, you're getting strong. Only for me to see how this girl has fought. Like, you just think that the girl, they'll just give us like small energy that she should resist this guy. This girl will just go back to zero and fall like fool. Like, fall like fool. See, I'm just vexing for this girl. If I'm still vexing for her, like, what is wrong with her? What kind of stupid emotion? I don't understand. Is it congee that is your problem? This girl is making me mad. Like, why can't you resist? Like, okay, see, the guy is fine, he has cute lips, he's sexy, he's hot and everything. I understand the sexual tension, but let you just be the sexual tension that we're playing with ourselves. Let us be that we're just flexing with each other. Let it just be like that. But why do you not have to go and fall? Now the guy now come and this, he said he will not do it, you want to do it. Now finally you now carry yourself to go and kiss the guy. Carry yourself and kiss the guy. When I was not looking at the parts that we should be expecting in the third episode, I'm seeing that she's there hiding and looking at the guy, looking at the guy. Will use her and use her well till she have sense in this life. Very annoying, stupid thing. Very annoying girl. She's very, in fact, I will slap her from my phone. Even because I don't get money to buy a new phone, I will slap nonsense out of that girl. She's very stupid. I understand where you're coming from, that to you that this kind of this thing are training. I watch this genre a lot, this type of romantic genre a lot. Like, if you this one now, they are all in the same category with Louis X. Do you like Browns? It's okay to love. Then Abizi is okay to love. Then you have one Spring Night. One Spring Night. Those are those kind of genres. So I get angry. Like, when the girl is really weak, I really get angry. Like, the character is really, I really vex. Like, I'm really vexed because some of these ones, they have strong, especially that, do you like Brahms? Like, the character is strong, at the same time weak. I can relate to that. But this one, I cannot see Siri that from episode one. I'm already angry with the guy. Is already vexing me from episode one. Like, why can't you just be having strength? Or, we know it's love, and we know that love is a tricky emotion, and it can lead you to some kind of this. And I know that what this girl is facing, sometimes in real life, it happens in real life. See, I won't forgive you. I have been in that kind of situation. The guy was very clean and everything, but I just, you know, that kind of thing whereby they'll tell you that, as you, they think with your heart, follow, use your brain, they follow. So I think that kind of thing will even happen. Like, that kind of, your brain, when your brain is working, you will use your brain very well. And not just use your, because in the other side, when you go back and you think like, okay, look, like, okay, fine, I'm putting myself in that kind of situation now. I'm seeing that this guy is fishy, is funny. I like the girl. There's, she genuinely likes the guy. But at the same time, you are seeing the signs. And see, are you so blind? First of all, I often be thinking, because maybe it's my Nigerian mentality, I first think again, person say, more just be friends. Like, we can be close and then do things that are close. We cannot define our relationship. That one not there for my head, though. That one not just there for my head at all. Then again, you're saying that the guy is, many girls are already flocking around the guy. You know, carry yourself shift. Like, do you want to be among the people that, okay, when gossip, because definitely gossip will ring. It will not surprise me when by that girl's gist is going to flow. Like, everybody will know that this something happened between this guy and this girl. I'm pretty sure in that series that Hanyash is going to open. In this series, Hanyash will open somehow. Like, she'll feel betrayed and everything. This guy is vexing me. I understand that everybody cannot control their emotion. Like, I am on that big fact. But come on, this brain. See, in that kind of thing whereby you are doing something, and you have that thing called conscience or something in your mind that's telling you that, in fact, you even have second thoughts. You understand? Like, you see the signs there. Second thought that, this kind of thing, I'm not sure I can continue. Yes, the fact that you have something like a little doubt already in you that's telling you this thing is somehow, I believe, Sha, that you it's not as if you just, like, you don't want to listen to it. You're so overwhelmed with the love, you can't control the guy, as in you can't control. I'm not getting the fact that this guy doesn't like. I like the guy, it's not my business, but at least have some form of dignity. Have it. She will accept. She will definitely accept. Do you know this game? Yes, what she will do is that, what she will probably do is that, by the time the guy now sees that she really, that he's in love with her, she'll probably be with another person. And he will try so much, so hard to probably get her. That's the irony about all this thing. So that's just the irony about all this thing. Look at, what is it called? Uncontrollable fun, that being uncontrollable love. look at this thing. Do you like Brahms? There's also another one again. If they try to move forward, like the girl finally says she's done, she wants to move forward. Now, lie, Baba want to pull himself and kill himself and go and follow that girl. I just think the director will leave the ending open, that we should conclude it with our imagination. That's just what's going to happen.
I told you, yeah, that she's so upset with Navi. I'm scared. Like, I'm scared, I'm surprised. Calm down, this is just a movie. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say something about that her dream. Wow, how can someone's dream be this hot? And I thought it was even real. Like, this guy, you've really got mind. You just came into someone's house and the next thing is to kiss her, drag her. I was just feeling everything. Like, this guy is a player, a hot player. Then we saw it was a dream. I was kind of disappointed though, and also happy that she didn't fall easily for Park Ji-hoon. Well, nothing much about this episode, no much character development. We've not seen more of the second male lead and the second female lead. I'm looking forward to the interaction between the two second leads, the male and female lead. Okay, there's another part I like, and Park Ji-hoon also caught my heart. Like, he got my heart there. When he noticed Nabi was stained, she had a period, she was uncomfortable during her presentation, and that's why I can't hate Park Ji-hoon. Yes, we know he's a player, but I can't hate him. His actions towards Nabi, just everything feels so genuine. Like, no wonder good girls fall for bad guys, because I don't know how they maneuver their way into doing things. I love that episode. I like the chemistry. Their chemistry is bomb. Their chemistry is fire. Is 100. Okay, at the end of this episode 2, we saw the both of them kiss, and Nabi actually kissed him first. Park Ji-hoon wanted kissing her and she resisted. I think she finally made up her mind to play along, but I know she's not just playing along, she genuinely likes Park Ji-hoon. Alright, Han So-hee and Seol Kang, they are really giving us couple goals, Tozzy couple goals in this drama nevertheless, and I'm living for it. I'm not saying I'm a fan of Tozzy relationship, but episode 1 and 2, the toxicity isn't really showing. Everything is just, you know, building, you know, when two people begin to fall in love, you know, that initial phase of love. I'm liking it, but in this scenario, it's just the girl that is in love, not Park Ji-hoon. But I really want Park Ji-hoon to fall in love with Nabi, which I think will happen later. And I don't know if Nabi will still be into him or she will end with the second lead. And I don't know why they are dragging this drama. Like, you all know, it airs once every week. It's a 12 episode drama, and if we were to air it twice a week, it would just take like a month and 2 weeks for it to air. But now it's airing once a week, it's going to take 2 months and some weeks. I don't know, they're just stressing us already, because I want more. I'm looking forward to more. It's not a thriller movie or thriller general drama that I love, that keeps us thinking. This is romance, but I want more. You know what I'm talking about. I want to see what happens in the next episode. Now they've kissed, Woo So Kang still being to her, still care about her. I want to see more. Park Ji-hoon, I mean. Thank you all for listening. Thank you so much. And let me know what you think about this episode of Nevertheless, and like what I did with my friend's voice note. If you'd want to, you know, guest on my show, and maybe we can't do remote recording together, you can always send your feedback via voice note, send it to my email, just let me know, DM me on Instagram. Yes, follow me on Instagram on K Drama Time with Vinve, and my personal Instagram page is Vinve. I link everything in the description section. Just I want this podcast to be interactive, you know what I mean. So thank you very much, and do have a lovely week. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.